Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Bharat Techs 2025. The participants are Sushma Ramachandran, economic analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor.
I'm joined by Sushma Ramachandran, our expert, to discuss about the textile industry and the Bharat Techs 2025, which is being held at the Bharat Mandapam, New Delhi, from February 14 to 17, and the India Export Center in Greater Noida from February 12 to 15. More importantly, the announcements made by the Honorable Prime Minister of India on the specialty and the diversity of India in terms of its offering of fabrics, which is unique to our culture, silk, for instance, Kanjivaram and Khadi, which is a means to develop the textile industry.
This ayojan se textile sector mein investments, export aur overall growth ko jabardast badhava mil raha hai. Saathiyon, Bharat Techs ke is ayojan mein hamare paridhanon ke jariye Bharat ki sanskrutik vividhta ke bhi darshan hote hain. Purab se paschim, uttar se dakshin, hamare yahan kitne tarah ke paramparik परिधान है, एक एक परिधान के कितने कितने प्रकार है. लखनवी चिकन, राजस्थान और गुजरात की बांधनी, गुजरात का पटोला और मेरी काशी का बनारसी सिल्क, दक्षिण में कांजीवरम सिल्क, जम्मू कश्मीर का पश्मीना, ये सही समय है. ऐसे आयोजनों के जरिए हमारी ये विविधता और विशेषता वस्त्र उद्योग के विस्तार का भी माध्यम बने.
We would also be talking about the 5 F's, farm, fiber, fabric, fashion and foreign markets, and also the contribution in this regard by the Honorable Union Textile Minister, Shri Giriraj Singh, on the importance of the textile industry to our economy and to the labor markets. Sushma ji, warm welcome to you in the program.
Thank you, Arjun.
So could you tell us the importance of Bharat Techs 2025 to the textile industry today in terms of its changing dynamics?
This is a conference that started last year, Bharat Techs 2024. And it is an initiative, I think, that should be welcomed by the entire textile industry. This is the second edition. I think over 120 countries are participating. We have 5,000 exhibitors. There are going to be many, many conference sessions. And the discussions are going to be on sustainability, on investments, on manufacturing, on future fashion trends. It's also going to focus on or display the role of India as premier textile manufacturing nation. We must remember that the textile industry in this country has a very long ancient history. I mean, virtually 5,000 years. And historical accounts, we hear of Greek and Roman people saying that they are spending exorbitant amounts on fine malmal and silk from India. So this is a very, very long tradition in India. Now we still remain a very important textile producing nation. We are number 2 in the world in terms of textile production after China. We are a major textile exporter, textile apparel exporter. And we have a very large number of people in this country employed in this sector, nearly about 45 million in industry itself and in related industries. So as the Prime Minister has said, this sector has seen a 7% increase in textile and apparel exports last year. And the country is ranked 6th in the world as far as exports of textiles and apparel is concerned. So this is one of the reasons that the Bharat Techs is really a very important initiative for the industry in this country. The Prime Minister has also pointed out that any sector excels when it has a skilled workforce. Skill plays a crucial role in the textile industry. If you see, even in the handloom sector, artisans have to be extremely skilled, and we have so many skilled artisans. But also in the other sectors of man-made fibers, workers have to be very skilled because it's a very technical sector. So here is where upgradation of skills is very much required. And this is what the Prime Minister has been emphasizing on. So this is a very important industry. And the idea of launching such a large conference is really something that must be welcomed by the entire textile industry, because it will showcase the status of the Indian textile industry, which is really poised for takeoff at this stage. We are doing very well in terms of handlooms. We are doing very well in terms of man-made textile production. And it is simply a matter of projecting ourselves on the global stage. And this is a wonderful platform to do so.
Bharat Tex 2025 is showcasing exhibitions, discussions, networking, product launches, and top leaders and buyers at this Bharat Tex 2025 at its two locations, the Bharat Mandapan and the India Expo Center. What is it that they're specifically trying to achieve for the economy of India when it comes to the product launches and access to foreign markets?
There are many, many objectives for Bharat Tex. One is in terms of investments, because even though we have a very large industry, the industry right now constitutes, textile industry constitutes about 2.3% of the country's GDP. It still needs a great deal of investment in terms of upgradation of technology. This is a big area where both the handloom sector as well as the man-made textile sector can benefit from. We need to upgrade both in terms technical, in terms of machinery, and in terms of introducing digital technology. So you talked about what this conference can do. This is a way to attract investment in these areas. And this is a very important area. The second thing that is going to be discussed here and is really very important for the industry is sustainability. And sustainability is not just trying to ensure that we meet climate emission norms. No, it's sustainability in terms of making the industry actually more efficient. Because if you introduce water efficient technologies in production, if you introduce more better tying techniques, you make the quality of the fabric better and you make production much cheaper for the manufacturer. So sustainability is going to bring in a lot of benefit to the industry. So this is why sustainability is one of the key areas. And then, of course, in terms of bringing in upgradation in terms of design. And here, once again, I think you're going to have, apart from perhaps designers actually making changes to designs to suit global requirements for exports, but you can also have the introduction of artificial intelligence, of digital technologies to enable artisans to reframe their traditional patterns, traditional designs, traditional weaves into kind of fabric and a kind of design that is suitable for global demand.
Sushma, there are also the requirements of recycling and waste to wealth initiative. How is that being combined with the economics of the textile industry in Bharat Tex? How does these initiatives ensure that the sustainability factor is continued?
That's another very important area, recycling as far as fabrics is concerned. And if you see, international big brands apparel are now trying to ensure that they do some kind of upskilling of their fabrics. I mean, some global brands who are even in India will tell their customers, bring old clothes in and we will have them recycled and we'll give you a discount. This is the kind of trends that there are in the world. And India has to align not only with these trends, not just, as I said, because it happens to be a certain global guidelines, because it's going to be good for the industry per se. If you do recycling, and India is a country which has been doing this system of waste recycling as far as fabric is concerned for millennia, but now it needs to be done in a more organized way, in a more structured kind of way. Industries need to do it. And this can also help in the long run in providing probably cheap garments for people at the lower end of the spectrum. So there's a variety of benefits in recycling of fabric and waste recycling also. Waste recycling is something that is imperative, not just for the textile industry, but for others. But in textiles, as far as the man-made fibers is concerned, it's really very important because you have a big problem of waste in these kind of man-made fibers.
What kind of collaborations are we finding at Bharat Tex for fabric testing and environmentally responsible production method manufacturing, which will make this industry sustainable in the short, medium and long term?
Well, I think you are going to have, that will sort of evolve during the conference, because you're going to have so many companies over there, and you're going to have these discussions that are going to be held. As I said, this is sustainability is one of the key areas of the discussions in the conference. So you're going to have, I mean, there are over 100 countries are participating, companies from these areas. So with all these discussions that are going to take place, you're bound to have at the end of it several collaborations in these areas. And I think you can't talk just about the short term here. You have to talk about the long term as far as environment and sustainability is concerned, because this is not just short-term trend. This is something that needs to be done for the long term. And as I mentioned at some point, that now there are the concept of having natural fibers that we talk about. We have cotton, we have silk, we have jute. But now there's the concept of natural fibers coming from trees, from other trees, from plants, all kinds of sources, natural sources for fibers. And India also needs to explore these. And probably BharatTex would be a platform for Indian manufacturers to find these kind of areas, these new high-tech areas where we can also adapt new natural fibers. So why be confined just to cotton, silk and jute? So cotton, these are very, very important textiles for us, and they will continue to dominate. But as far as sustainability is concerned, it would be wonderful to diversify into these areas.
What is the kind of support that the Ministry of Textiles is offering for the development of the industry in BharatTex?
Well, I think it's not just in BharatTex that they are providing. The budget itself has raised the allocation to the Textiles Ministry from, I think, 3,300 crores last year to around over 5,000 crores. So that's a huge leap. The second thing that has been done by the government is to provide support. There has been the announcement of a national cotton mission in the budget. And that is specifically been for extra long staple cotton. Now, we are in India are growing largely the medium staple cotton. And one of the reasons is that there is much higher productivity in the medium staple rather than in the long staple and in the extra long staple. But the extra long staple is the variety that in great demand all over the world. And therefore, the cotton mission will strive to ensure that farmers are able to plant the extra long staple cotton and use the benefits of science and technology to get higher productivity in this particular area. And this will definitely give higher remuneration, higher returns to farmers, as well as to those who are the yarn manufacturers, as well as the fabric manufacturers of extra long staple cotton, because it commands a much higher premium. This is one particular area where the government is certainly taking an interest. And I think at BharatTex specifically, they would not be announcing these kind of incentives. These would come as policy measures during the year.
Sushma, could you tell us the role of startups when it comes to the textile industry and all these new initiatives that we are talking about right now?
The importance of BharatTex, it has highlighted an industry which is a very traditional, long-standing one. I talked at the beginning of it, 5,000 years old. And we have, in recent years, there has been a natural tendency for us to talk about the high-tech sunrise industries. You know, you're talking about startups. When we talk about startups, we are generally talking about something that is in the area of IT, or we're talking about AI. You know, generally, it is on an online internet basis. But the textile industry is a very, very important industry, right? And we should not forget that. And startups in the textile sector need to be those that focus on sustainability and in bringing in digital technologies to upgrade the production facilities, both in the handloom as well as in the man-made fiber sector.
Well, thank you so much, Sushma Ramchandra, for being with us on this discussion on BharatTex 2025, which is being held at Bharat Mandapan and the India Export Center. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Arjun.
You were listening to a discussion on BharatTex 2025. The participants were Sushma Ramachandran, economic analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.